Time now for your comments. Many of you were delighted by Frank DeFord's commentary yesterday. He ridiculed school bans on games like tag because they are physically and emotionally hazardous. Brenda Stone in Pistoia, Italy writes, "No tag, no dodgeball. What are today's children being taught by not giving them the skills to handle life's little and big disappointments?" She continues, "The best adjusted children I know are those whose parents let them learn that sometimes life is unfair and difficult."
I'm just delighted we're getting letters from Italy now.
Yeah.
Some of you were less delighted with the story in our series Generation Next, featuring 18 to 25-year-olds. Last week, video game marketer Brendan Dougherty gave his views on the state of the world.
After 9/11, that was, for me, I was leaning towards the FBI. But then to do something like that every day, it's just an enormous responsibility. It's a lot easier to go to sleep at night when your work is related to video games.
Well, Specialist Tom Stovall of the Texas Army National Guard writes, "His talents and efforts are needed now more than ever, and his excuses are nothing more than that, excuses." Rachel Pritchard in Denver appreciated Jennifer Ludden's reports on policymakers who go to Mexico for a week to get a better understanding of immigrants in their own communities. Pritchard writes, "I would encourage all Americans to travel to non-touristy areas south of the border to experience firsthand the lives immigrants feel compelled to leave."
Another listener in Denver has been following our stories from Iraq and says she laughed out loud after hearing this scene from Ann Garrell's story about a poetry reading in Baghdad.
"By God, I never touched a woman before, but I couldn't stop my hands from caressing her lovely bosom. Wow," I screamed.
Teresa Jacobs writes, "After hearing the daily body counts, I never expected to hear an Iraqi man recount the joys of touching a woman's bosom," complete with that most American expression, "Wow." It just goes to prove we're more alike than we are unalike.
Finally, two corrections. In a story on the 22nd congressional district race in Texas, we neglected to mention that libertarian Bob Smither is also running in that race. And we told you last week about a watercolor painting dropped off at Goodwill and then auctioned for $165,000. The artist, an American impressionist, was Frank Weston Benson, not Frank Weston, as we reported.
How sweet of you to say that we said the wrong name. It was me. To drop off a comment, go to npr.org and click the link that says Contact Us.